This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, it is now Wednesday morning on the West Coast, and the clashes continue at UCLA in Los Angeles. And we're watching some of these developments, of course. Some people actually getting into some altercations, it would appear. And we don't see law enforcement anywhere in the vicinity. You have to remember, too, that Karen Bass is mayor of Los Angeles and is incredibly liberal and left. And so we just don't know what to expect at this point. But certainly there seems to be enough happening where you would want to have some kind of law enforcement presence beyond what there would be in terms of campus security. You'd want to have something there in reserve in order to show the people that violence is not going to be tolerated at all, because otherwise we may see, most unfortunately, we may see some people start to get hurt. So this is a developing story which we are watching this morning, of course, as we head into hour number two of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can also find out about the podcast there. You can also find the live streams and more information on the program. Okay. So we do have a couple of direct messages to tell you about this morning. Now, listening in is Wally. He's given everybody a good morning this morning. He says, good morning, Kyle and the gang. 70 degrees in the holy city of Pinellas Park, Florida. Great show tonight as usual. Thank you, Wally. He says, have a great day, everyone. Well, absolutely. We definitely echo that. And then we're listening from on AM 860, The Answer. We're hearing from Jura. And Jura's asking, did I hear correctly that President Biden wants to open us to Palestinian refugees? Yes, you did hear that correctly. This from CBS News. The Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the U.S. as refugees, a move that would offer a permanent safe haven to some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza, according to internal federal government documents obtained by CBS News. In recent weeks, the documents show senior officials across several federal U.S. agencies have discussed the practicality of different options to resettle Palestinians from Gaza who have immediate family members who are American citizens or permanent residents. Okay, well, the first thing that crosses my mind is, how would you verify all of this? And here we go again. Like, for example, with the pullout of Afghanistan. Oh, yes, well, you know, it's okay to come to America because you have, you know, somebody here, you have some kind of ties. And then in the end, nobody knew who was getting on those airplanes, for real. And a bunch of people came to this country, for real, that we don't know what they're going to do next, for real, right? And in this particular case as well, you see, it shouldn't be. And, you know, I talked about this the other day on the program. I think I even mentioned it to Denise Simon. And we'll be talking with her a little bit later this hour as well. But, you know, almost not as a joke, but as a almost as a humorous observation. Well, you know, pretty soon they'll be saying, hey, we got to bring these refugees over to the United States. But that's actually what they're looking at doing, right? That's actually what they're talking about. Because what they should be doing is they should be putting the pressure, and I can't believe, well, yeah, maybe with Anthony Blinken, but I just can't believe that the United States can't find some kind of diplomatic avenue to get Egypt to take in these refugees, or a place to set aside for now, or to go to Jordan, for example, or any of these other nearby countries that would have to pitch in on this. But again, if you start doing what the White House is considering here, then you're creating, I think, a much worse situation. But why are they doing it? They're doing it again because they are looking at the electoral consequences and or benefits to them. This is about the November election. Every single thing is going to be about the November election. Right, we're going to get Donald Trump on trial. He's being tried for something, right, in New York City right now. We can't really define it, unfortunately. But it doesn't matter, because all you need is him to be on trial. That's all you need. And then, did I read this right? I have to go check this out, because I remember seeing this pass by earlier today, and something that Joe Biden wants to suggest a billion-dollar tax on Donald Trump. I mean, you know, it's like they don't even realize that what they're doing is so obvious. You know, it's so obvious. Continuing to watch some of these clashes that are going on at UCLA in Los Angeles. And we'll continue to keep you updated if we see something else significant developing here. But back to this article. In recent weeks, documents show senior of officials across several U.S. federal agencies have discussed the practicality, as we were talking about, and different options to resettle Palestinians from Gaza. One of those proposals involves using a decades-old United States refugee admissions program to welcome Palestinians with U.S. ties who have managed to escape Gaza and enter neighboring Egypt. Are they entering neighboring Egypt? According to the interagency planning documents, top U.S. officials have also discussed getting additional Palestinians out of Gaza and processing them as refugees if they have American relatives, that documents show. Okay. The plans would require coordination with Egypt, which has so far refused to welcome large numbers of people from Gaza. All right. Well, again, the political side of this has just taken hold. And that is not going to be good, not for this, even for the situation in Israel and Gaza. So stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. There are a lot of developments here on this Wednesday morning. So stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right. It is 12:18 a.m. on the West Coast, 3:18 a.m. on the East Coast. UCLA continues to be the focal point for clashes between anti-Israel and pro-Israel protesters. We've been monitoring that, of course, during the program and during the break. And it is doesn't really show any signs of dissipating at this point. Of course, again, it's still relatively early comparatively on the West Coast, just 12:18 a.m. But you certainly do have a lot of people there on the UCLA campus. We've seen other protests, of course, that have been developing on other campuses throughout the last several days, of course. But this may be one of the first ones where we've seen a lot of, at least for me, seeing a lot of this kind of actual altercations. We also understand, and I don't see any police officers on site there right now, but maybe that will change. One would think it would probably have to change at some point. Certainly if you had a bunch of people in a park and they were fighting one another, you'd think the LAPD would show up. But again, the politics are all involved in this too. You know, so again, we're continuing to monitor it. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Wednesday edition. And we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. And also you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Well, I'm telling you that, again, as we continue to watch what's happening here, it just goes to show that this whole issue is really going to be overreaching, I think. It's going to be overarching. I can't imagine, especially now we heard that that audio clip from MSNBC earlier where they talked about, yes, moving to an inflection point, it's like the 1960s. Well, I think the left, and certainly the Democrat Party elite, would love nothing more at this point than to have it be something like that, because, again, they can kind of build on that. That might be something, especially with the deteriorating support for Israel that America is showing. They'll try to build that up in terms of the perception. Hey, look, hey, the White House is with you guys. I mean, the White House is really trying to stop Israel here, this kind of thing. But when push comes to shove, especially when Iran attacks Israel, you know, we've got to do our thing. We've got to do our best to protect them. A lot of that is built in. But this Biden administration certainly wants the perception to be, at the very least, that they are more with these protesters than they ever would be with people who are actually supporting Israel. And by the way, we don't see any protests against Iran for attacking Israel in the method that they did. We don't hear anything about Hamas. We don't hear anything about terrorists, save for the idea that somehow they're freedom fighters. There was that one protest we were talking about in Vancouver, Canada yesterday, where the speaker clearly and plainly stated that Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, they're all freedom fighters. They are not terrorists, is what was said. So that's definitely something that's twisted, to say the least. Well, as I said, we're continuing to monitor it. In some other news, though, things that are happening out there this morning and overnight, one of the things that we're seeing out there in terms of even the economy right now is that some 29% of households really are struggling even to be able to get the basic things that they need throughout the month. Now, you tell me about how Bidenomics is working. This from CNBC, the number of households that live above the poverty line but are barely scraping by is ticking higher. Currently, nearly 40 million families are defined as ALICE, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. High inflation and high interest rates have taken a hefty toll, and there is little relief in sight. Now, that's happening to real people. That's happening out there in places that we're all familiar with, I'm sure, because it's happening all over. But this from USA Today, Vice President Kamala Harris is shaking up her approach to the black community and making the economy the focal point of a multi-state tour she kicked off on Monday in Georgia. Harris came to the battleground state to make an urgent case to voters who delivered a surprise victory for President Joe Biden that he'll ease their everyday costs if he wins re-election. We'll do it now, right? It's part of a concerted effort by the White House to win back disappointed Americans by putting kitchen table issues at the front of the president's agenda. Guess what? They already put it there at the front of the agenda when they ruined the economic environment such that the kitchen table issues now became the daily source of worry and dread, right? They've already done that. But here comes Kamala Harris. Oh, that's fine. During much of last year, Biden campaigned on the slogan of Bidenomics, touting such wins as historic investments in infrastructure, manufacturing, and the middle class. But Biden struggled to convince voters they were experiencing a post-pandemic economic revival, as the cost of food, housing, and other services has remained high. Even after inflation has decreased from its peak, it's still high, right? I'm not laughing about that. I'm just saying, you know, oh, look, it's come down a little bit. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I told you the other day I think gas was $5.30, but now it's much more than that. Let's say it was $5.45, which I don't think is too far off the mark. But let's just say gas went down 2 cents and say gas prices are actually going down. Yeah, but 2 weeks ago it was $4.30. Now it's $5.30. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's still high. This is from Kamala Harris. Everybody wants a job, and President Joe Biden and I are proud that in our administration we have brought black employment down to historic, black unemployment rather, back down to historic lows. But that is a baseline. And so basically, she's out there trying to sort of tout Bidenomics. That's what it sounds like anyway. You know, Joe's done a great job for you. Meanwhile, on the campus of UCLA, we do see people walking around in some cases clashing, throwing objects at one another across these different lines. And just a lot of, looks like a lot of clashing and shouting and these kinds of things. Some people are even wearing goggles, obviously for fear of being hit with something in their eyes or liquid, this kind of thing. And I also have seen people out there with lasers, like these laser pointers and things like that, that obviously I'm sure could, you know, do damage if shown into somebody's eyes. But obviously there's a lot of sort of barricades there for the anti-Israel protesters. They have large sheets of plywood and large umbrellas in some cases, as they have these little barriers that they're behind. This is going to get out of hand, I hate to say. And I hope that I'm wrong, but if you put these many people in this close of quarters and everybody's mad and suddenly there's going to be some kind of trigger on this, and again, nobody knows why law enforcement isn't there in order to make sure that this does not get out of hand. That's kind of unconscionable at this point. And, of course, meanwhile, Donald Trump, of course, has also chimed in on a lot of this stuff, and rightly so, I think, basically saying Biden has to do something, he says. He says it's not even believable. He says if you go back a year ago, 3 or 5 years ago, this would not have been possible, not even be possible to think about. Nobody would be thinking this could happen. You look at the anti-Semitism. He says the hatred of Israel by so many people. You go back 10 years and Israel was protected by Congress. And now Congress is doing numbers that are unbelievable. And so, again, that's, well, I think he's pretty much on the right track there. You know, the support for Israel has always been there. It's always been stalwart. Now, I think you could make a real good case that with the advent of Barack Obama, that a lot of that started to change, right? And maybe not even so subtly, but generally speaking, you know, and as we've been going through these last 20, 30 years of Israel of being essentially manipulated one way or the other, or at least tried to be, for the so-called two-state solution or give up land for peace and things like that. And the terrorist groups and their supporters and their benefactors, they have no interest in a two-state solution. They have no interest in getting some land for peace. No, they want to actually eradicate the state of Israel. And that's what I think some of these protesters would love to see as well. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Immigration remains the top concern in the U.S., marking the third consecutive month it's ranked number one, according to a recent Gallup poll. Other concerns listed by respondents include the economy, inflation, and government. During the announcement of a sales tax holiday renewal, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis addressed a reporter's question about the Biden campaign's focus on Florida and its new 6 weeks abortion law.
I understand they would try to figure out anything they could to try to change the dynamic or to try to change the focus.
DeSantis said that President Biden and Vice President Harris want to emphasize abortion because their administration has failed on other issues. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on U.S. college campuses. At Columbia University, protesters barricaded themselves inside an academic building overnight. The school is suspending students through next school year if they refuse to leave the encampment. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And the Clashes look like they are sort of growing in intensity. KTLA, which is a local Channel 5 in the Los Angeles, Southern California area, also reporting police were noticeably absent when violence erupted on the campus of University of California, Los Angeles, Tuesday night, amid dueling protests over the Israel-Hamas war. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine about what we're witnessing this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Right now on the West Coast, it's 12:34 a.m., 3:34, of course, on the East Coast. And so the night is young, comparatively speaking, as these clashes continue on the campus of UCLA. And one of the things, of course, that is being reported about these protesters, the pro-Palestinian or what they call, what I would really call anti-Israel or pro-Hamas protesters, is they are calling for the university to divest itself of anything to do with Israel, this kind of thing. And obviously, that is easier said than done. It's also kind of a, almost like a protection racket, this kind of thing. Well, guess what? Okay, university, if you don't divest yourself, we're going to have these, you know, these protests. It could get violent. We don't want that to happen, right? And this kind of thing. That's not the way to do business. It's not the way to call attention to your cause. because some of these students, and they are not all students, as we know, there are many outside agitators and, of course, money that's supporting these kinds of things because it is destabilizing, you know, they would be so much better suited. They've lost even the inclination to try to convince somebody of something. Mob rule or government by noise. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to tell you, if you want to think about a threat to democracy, okay, people in the basement of the White House listening, you know, some of the media listening to this, if you're going to look at the kinds of, again, government by noise or mob rule we are witnessing right now, where the real threat to democracy lies in our country. It lies with people who have evidently rejected the kinds of values and the kinds of things that we actually are the hallmarks of America. Now, of course, people will protest, you know, but people protest for all kinds of things, right? Some people stand outside of an abortion clinic and pray. And then they're treated so terribly. They're vilified, right? So there are times when you want to make your voice heard, or you want to get your side of it out there, right? And that's part of our history. Civil rights, for example. You can't eat at that lunch counter. Well, there's ways of demonstrating the displeasure with that, right? And to show that it's immoral. We shouldn't have that. But these kinds of protests, these are going in a different direction. It's no longer, you know, I think Israel should do this, or I support the Gazans or the Palestinians, and this is what I think should happen. You should have a two-state solution, and et cetera, et cetera. These things go in a very, very different direction. They go beyond the notion that you have the right to protest or First Amendment speech in this country. For example, is invading Hamilton Hall, is that speech? Is that protected free speech? I would submit that I don't think that it necessarily is, right? But I'm telling you, without police presence here, as we go through the program this morning, you know, I don't want to have to be reporting a tragedy. I don't want to have to be reporting some other kind of violent clash that gets out of hand. So as I said earlier, if you had two groups and they were meeting in the park to rumble, you would have the police there. And we've come a long way, haven't we? We've just come a long way. And I don't mean we've come a long way, baby. I mean we've just unfortunately come a long way. And again, this from KTLA Channel 5. Demonstrators were on the pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel side, were seen using umbrellas, likely to shield themselves from pepper spray, basically. The list goes on. They're asking UCLA to divest themselves in Israel, an immediate halt to the 201-day conflict between Israel and Hamas. And again, it's broken record time. It's broken record time. If they're calling on, you know, and for an immediate halt to the conflict between Israel and Hamas, guess who attacked who, kids, right? Guess who attacked who? You get one guess. And I'll give you a hint. It starts with an H. I'm not trying to be funny. And right now, that we are still continuing to witness some altercations where people are actually hitting each other with what appear to be sticks or rods or other kinds of things like that. It's getting out of hand. I'm not exaggerating on that. I think that it's getting out of hand, and you need to have some kind of police presence there. Absolutely. But again, we're going through the night here. We're going to see how this continues to unfold. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to offer your two cents on what's happening here. certainly what's happening in Los Angeles, and also what's happening across the nation. This from Breitbart. The College Democrats of America issued a statement commending pro-Palestinian protesters for their, quote, bravery, hours after protesters seized control at the Columbia University. And, of course, we know they've cleared out Hamilton Hall. In its statement, the student organization of the Democrat Party said it stood, quote, with the broad and interfaith coalitions of students that were protesting and had established anti-Israel encampments at Columbia University, Harvard, Yale, George Washington University, and MIT, or Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the statement read, there is nothing more American than the right to protest peacefully for what is right. The press, the freedom of speech, assembly, and protest is not just one enshrined in our Constitution, but one that has been a tradition in America for generations. So, but they're calling their things bravery. Is it brave to go seize Hamilton Hall, for example? Is it brave to throw stuff at people? Is that, that's brave? Okay. In the early hours of Tuesday morning, anti-Israel protesters at Columbia University took control of Hamilton Hall, as we were saying. That's one of the academic buildings on campus, and were captured on video, smashing the glass doors, bringing barricades in the building, and hanging pro-Palestinian banners from the windows. Yeah, super brave. Mom and Dad have got to be really, really proud of you at this point. And again, you know, we hear these numbers bandied about, you know, upwards of $100,000, at least 90. We had an article on the program, I think, is just a short time ago, that a lot of these East Coast universities and so forth, they're going up to essentially $90,000 a year. My question would be, does that include like dorms? I don't think it does, to be honest. And unless you've got just a super great scholarship, I mean, that's a no small chunk of change. And it seems to me that especially if you've got kids going to school and so forth, and they end up doing something like this, I don't know if that's brave or if that's kind of a flushing down the toilet, especially if you get expelled for this, of hundreds of thousands of dollars that would ultimately be spent during a typical four-year college career, especially if you have to go and live there and you've got to get housing and you have food and all these kinds of things. It's not cheap. It is not cheap. But I'll tell you, at this point, maybe they don't care, obviously, what happens next. And that's very, very sad indeed. All right, we'll continue to monitor this. We're going to hit another quick break here. When we come back, we've got a lot more to tell you about. We'll also be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. There is a lot happening this morning, folks. So don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. We will see you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, violent, living it up in the city.
All right. So they caught up with Representative Ilhan Omar from Michigan, Democrat out of Michigan, and they asked her to sort of clarify her comments or expand on her comments that she made recently about Jewish students, where she said, "So I met a lot of Jewish students who were in the encampment, and I really think it's really unfortunate that people don't care about the fact that all Jewish kids should be kept safe, and we should not have them have to tolerate anti-Semitism or bigotry for all Jewish students." Okay, well, you know, that sounds okay up to that point, more or less. But then she says, whether they are pro-genocide or anti-genocide. I'm not laughing, but it's ridiculously stupid, isn't it? Jonathan Greenblatt, this from Fox News, Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, condemned the comments as patently false, and what he called a blood libel to suggest any Jewish student is, quote, pro-genocide. You see how they will put you into these kinds of categories, you know, and sort of this kind of backhanded way of doing this, you know, we shouldn't have these problems, you know, even if they are pro-genocide. And yeah, this is ridiculous. Do you see what direction this is going, my friends? By the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And so for Ilhan Omar to say such a thing is really something. Greenblatt goes on to say, it is gaslighting to impute that Jewish people are somehow at fault for being harassed and menaced with signs and slogans literally calling for their own extermination. Greenblatt wrote on X, it is abhorrent that a sitting member of Congress would slander an entire group of young people in such a cold, calculated manner. This is how people get killed. You know, folks, there can't be any other more serious thing than this, right? We're seeing it all come back around. I'm not trying to be fantastical. I'm not trying to go too far over the line. I'm simply saying that you have some people, and to some degree it doesn't matter what ethnicity or nationality they might be, but they seem to sense that maybe, just maybe, they can get the anti-Semitism thing happening for real and really make it move forward because it suits their ends. They're happy to target Israel. They're happy to target the Jews. And I'm here to tell you, we are not going to allow that to happen. We're just not. And it angers me so. It angers me so to see this kind of thing rear its ugly head, the kind of thing that we thought we were done with. Done with after the Nazis were defeated. And I understand not it wasn't completely done with, but what I'm saying is that this large manifestation, which even led to the creation of the modern-day state of Israel after the Holocaust, which happened, you know, there's still the conspiracy people and so forth. Oh, well, the Holocaust, this really didn't happen, and this kind of stuff. You know, we've heard that. How long have we heard that? For the last 50 years? 70 years? But, you know, anybody who's ever been to Auschwitz, for example, will tell you completely different. And to have this kind of thing come back around again is so disconcerting. This is one of the reasons, my friends, why they go after Donald Trump, why they try to place onto Donald Trump every single bad thing you could ever think of. And put it there on Donald Trump and put it there on Republicans or the GOP or conservatives. When in reality, you have entire groups of people, political groups that seem to be thriving and seem to be generating this kind of hatred. But they want you to look the other way. That's why Donald Trump is the biggest threat we have to democracy. I mean, you know, bar none. I mean, this is so obvious in the annals of history. You know, if Julius Caesar himself appeared outside the New York courtroom, and people would say, he's not that big a tyrant from what we understand, or Mussolini, or even, well, you know, just go for it, I guess. Adolf Hitler stands right there next to Donald Trump. And they'd all say, Trump is worse because he's running for president. It's incredible. It's just incredible. By the way, quick program note here. I think we're going to forego our second song this morning. We will keep it in reserve. We had a great request from Driver Ron, so we will play that. I think we can get away with it on Freedom Friday, maybe, or maybe Throwback Thursday, maybe so. I think so. And by the way, Driver Ron, I had a great live version of the song ready to go too, but just events this morning as we're continuing to watch. We're going to bring on Denise Simon here in a few moments, and we're going to continue to unpack what's happening at UCLA right now in context of these other protests and what's happening basically in our country. This is going way, way, way too far. And I don't mean that in some some weird way. I just really think that we're seeing these things happen. And it, the question is going to be, how do we get pulled back from the precipice on this? It's not you and me, my friends. You know, we're trying, we're going to be reasonable about the, we always are. But the unreasonable and the violent and the absolute, the, those with hatred in their hearts have no compunction to try to drive you over the edge. All right, we got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, have you been, I'm sure you've been watching what's happening in Los Angeles this morning.
I have. Woke me up. I went to bed for a little while and woke me up. Of course, I sleep with the TV on. Isn't that a pathetic admission? But I do.
Well, but what's happening, though, obviously, is seems to be intensifying. But also, of course, there's no LAPD anywhere around there.
They showed up. They just showed up.
They just showed up. Okay, good. Well, that's actually, you know,
I don't know in what capacity. I mean, they could be standing on the perimeter. I know that the campus security was just is there, but just kind of standing on the sidelines, being observers.
Well, at some point, you know, they may have to act. I would expect that the first thing they might do is observe or stand around the perimeter, you know, in order to try to assess the situation overall. But some of the things we've been watching,
the longer you assess, the worse it gets, you know.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. You know, it looks like they're getting these clashes continue to intensify between individuals, for one thing, where they beat at each other with sticks or they throw stuff, you know, this kind of thing. Some have these laser pointers that they're firing.
Fireworks.
Back at
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just seems like, you know, it's boiling, and if it actually boils over, now we've got some real, real problems. And it's only about 12:56 a.m., actually 12:57 a.m. right now on the West Coast. And so the night still is comparatively young. A lot of these people are not going to...
Well, now you have a gang component. The gangs have shown up.
Well, it just continues to get worse because they see that something else is available now. Let's go over, this is exciting, this kind of thing. But really what's happening, too, is they want somehow the university to divest itself from anything from for Israel, et cetera, et cetera. And then you got the counter-protesters there.
Mm-hmm. And so here's where we are. It was a good operation that NYPD did to remove these. It looked like about a dozen of the pro-Hamas protesters from Hamilton Hall. Okay, so that's good. But now what do you do? I mean, just because we have all these people protesting and you break up the protests, what happens next? They're just going to move. I mean, seed is coming. There's an infrastructure out there now, and it's not going to go away.
I know. That is not good to hear, but you're telling it like it is, Denise. Stay right there, because we are going to continue to tell it like it is on the other side of the top of the hour news, folks. Program is flying by this morning, especially with this live event happening. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.